dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy. This is when we take stories that are real news stories about people who did really dumb things. Read them when we vote on them. Here we go. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A New York woman was unable to fool police with her hand-drawn cardboard license plate. 28-year-old Amanda Swickert was driving with the cardboard plate painted to resemble a New York plate on the back of her car with no front plate. In case you are wondering, homemade cardboard license plates are not legal, the local police department wrote in a Facebook post. Officers also discovered that she was driving with a suspended license and no insurance. She was charged with possession of a forged instrument, driving with suspended registration, and three traffic offenses. She was held at Erie County Holding Center with the bail of $400 in advance of her hearing. Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two dummy dummy. If you're planning on committing tax fraud, it's probably not a good idea to advertise it on Craigslist. That's the lesson a Missouri man recently learned. In the Craigslist post, he sought individuals who had dependents they were not claiming on their taxes so he could put them on his return. He wrote, quote, "I will pay you $750 each to claim them on my income tax." Upon further investigation, the man had claimed at least three dependents over the last 3 years.
Oh, man. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four. Oh, sorry, dummy number three. What the hell, man? I was moving ahead, Dan. Dummy number three, dummy number three. And we have a dummy reader this week. You can be a dummy reader, too. Find the link to a dumb story of somebody doing something dumb. Say, hey, I'd like to read that on the air. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, nickdshow@gmail.com. And you could be like John in Iowa. And for being our reader, John wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Dummy number three, take it away, John in Iowa.
This is John reporting from Iowa for You Big Dummy. The Dubuque police are searching for two men they say burglarized the laundry facilities at the Pine Terrace Apartments on Thursday, February 18, 2016. Pictures show one of the men in a black hooded jacket with a gray hooded sweatshirt and wearing a baseball hat. He looks directly into the cameras. Police say the men stole money and then damaged the laundry machines, altogether totaling an estimated $500. Police then say after the suspects realized they were on camera, they tore down the cameras and took them with. But, of course, the footage was not stored in the cameras themselves. Police credit the Pine Terrace management with having such high-quality video cameras, and because of that, police say they've already identified one of the two suspects. This is John from Iowa reporting for You Big Dummy.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Yeah. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. A British cathedral had to move a massive sculpture because people kept bumping into it while texting. The Kiss is a 20-foot sculpture of clasping hands by artist Sophie Ryder. The hands connect at the top of the sculpture, but there is a 7-foot clearance between the wrists where people would walk could walk through. However, there are several incidents of people who were texting and walking at the same time and bumping their heads. In response, the cathedral has moved the sculpture out of the walking path and into the grass in hopes of stopping further injury.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man who was being held for questioning was later arrested. He stole police badges while in custody. Police said that Robert Dingledean... Robert Dingledean, 26, stole the badges while being questioned by Irwin police after a dispute with another person. The small town has its borough offices in one building, so Dingledean was held in the mayor's office to keep him away from the person who had been in, he'd been in a dispute with. The police said that they didn't realize that Dingledean had taken anything from the office until someone else returned one of the stolen badges last month. He faces preliminary hearing on May 18th for theft-related charges. Yeah.
Dummy.
All right. Dingledean the dummy. The dummy. Okay. All right, we got a break. When we come back from the break with our traffic and weather and all that stuff, we will vote on our dummy of the week. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. We're wrapping up. You big dummy. Dummy. Okay. So we have to... we have to vote, and so here we go. We got the dummy who made a hand-drawn cardboard license plate. I got to admit, this is a really good week. A lot of dummies out there. The dummy who asked for dependents on Craigslist. The dummy who took the security cameras and realizing that they didn't have the footage inside. The dummies who forced a cathedral to move a sculpture because they kept bumping into it while texting. And the dummy who stole police badges while being questioned for another crime, that would be Mr. Dingledean. So we have to vote. Dan Shagrew.
The name Dingledean almost qualifies for a win alone. I always love when dummies are actually thinking they're being smart, like stealing this security camera, but
right. Then
not actually being smart. But I think I got to go with the hand-drawn license plate. That's pretty ingenious.
Okay. Esmeralda, big dummies?
I'm with Dan with the license plate.
Yeah.
It's ingenious.
Now, first of all, I have to say that it's a sweep here. I'm saying it as well. You got to see this license plate. It's online. Do we have the – Dan, do you have the – okay, can you post it on our Facebook page so people can see it? You have to see the license plate that this woman drew. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. So that's our dummy of the week, and you can check it out at facebook.com/NickDShow. We're getting closer and closer to 2,000 fans. 12,000 fans. What the hell's wrong with me? We're going to have 12,000 fans. We're like 100 and some away. So get in there now and like us. Tell your friends to like us, and let's hit that 12,000 mark on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/NickDShow. All right. That's there you go. Those are dummies right there. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb.
Out of context.
This is when you listen to this station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan.
First up, Chris heard this one of Esmeralda.
It was in there.
Okay.
Debbie submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
Maybe 8 inches to him is a lot.
Okay.
Tim emailed this one of Wendy.
It is a party in my mouth.
God. Yes?
Eric sent in this one of Bill.
You're a do-it-yourselfer?
Midday show is filthy. Okay.
Brian heard this one of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
It's very long, right?
No.
Well,
I thought it was.
No, you're so adamant.
No, it's because we were talking about a movie.
Uh-huh.
I think, right?
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Or whether
no.
we, what was the name of it?
Not Braveheart.
Scotland and...
Oh, wait.
Scotland and Kilts or something.
Head chopping
the Scotland. Head chopping the Scotland.
Head chopping the Scotland.
Right. Okay.
Tim and Harold submitted this one of Wendy.
Little areola for lunch.
What? What? I don't even know what kind of context that could be. Okay, next.
Tom emailed these of Mike Steven.
Broham.
I'm just going to say I was your first. I guess now you can hit the love button.
All right. Oh, he was talking about Facebook. Okay. I thought maybe he was talking about his relationship with the Count. That's what I was thought. Okay.
There's no guessing involved with the Count's love button. Jesse sent in this one. Jesse sent in this one of Bears Insider and Beat co-host Adam Hoag. Oh.
All the holes they need to fill.
Oh, man. Okay.
Brad heard this one of Bill and Wendy.
People are touching things.
It's harder the better. That's what I got to say.
It's just a filthy, filthy midday show here on WGN. Okay.
Brad also submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
You know what's horrible? When you're wearing spandex and your junk pops out.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that. Okay.
All right. As promised, a new member of the WGN staff is submitting this week.
Uh-oh.
It is our own Wendy Snyder.
What?
Yep, she, Aaron, and Eric heard this one of Bill Leff.
No, I'm not keeping it in my pants.
Wendy Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, her first time contributing to the... Now, it's not her first time being a part of the segment because she's on it every week at least 3, 4, 5 times, but that's the first time she's ever actually contributed a clip for us to play. Thank you, Wendy. Okay.
Dan sent in this one of Rokon.
You're going to squirt one off there, champ?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay.
Tony heard this one of Patty.
Let's go to bed, Carm.
Okay.
Eric submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
Once you get in, it's great. But getting in and getting out, no. No.
That was good. That was good. Okay, next.
K-Max.
Yeah.
This one of Steve Grzanich.
Every time I see the hot dog, it makes me drool a little bit.
Thank you, Big K, Powell. All right.
Jesse sent in this one of Steve Bertrand.
So far this spring, pretty wet.
Okay.
An emailer who didn't leave their name sent this one of you.
You got the final package for this morning.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
And another one of you.
Oh. here's a nice smelly thing to eat.
And finally,
uh-oh,
this one, you knew it as soon as you said it. Here we go.
Eating a power bar while you're pumping away?
Yeah. That was from yesterday when we were talking with Kevin Miller, the guy who is still on a bike, a spin bike. And you know what? I made eye contact with you, Dan.
Yeah, no.
I looked right at you.
All three of us were like...
Yep. Yeah, because Esmeralda, you were sitting in the room with me. And as soon as I said it, all three of us, we all looked at each other and we're like, yeah, that somebody's going to mark that one down. And we're going to hear that one probably tomorrow. So, all right. Thanks, everybody, for contributing. A special thanks for the first-time contributor, Wendy Snyder, everybody, who's been a participant of this bit since we've started it. All right. And we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next. And after the news, we will do Nick D Show Spies, and it becomes Fly Jams Friday. Get your jams ready. Here we go.
Spies.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. Welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Our Friday morning continues. Fly Jams Friday in just a few minutes. But this is Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned at any time in any capacity, jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Time to be spies. What do we got, Dan?
First up, our first spy is Wild Bill. It's of the Matt Bubala Show. The lovely and talented Kristen Decker texted Matt as the show was going on, and it led to this.
Kristen Decker's awake and checking in, by the way, everybody.
God bless. You know where she was last night? She was having...
With that fabulous ovation hair, where was she?
No, she was at Gale Street Inn with Nick DiGilio.
What are they doing at Gale Street?
I don't know. But
well, now you're spreading rumors, ribs. Roger.
No, somebody had ribs.
How do you know she was at Gale Street Inn with Nick DiGilio?
It was on Facebook. They both posted.
Oh, boy.
I don't think she had the ribs, though. I can't remember. She had fish.
She's still going to regret that she just...
She had fish.
That's right. We went to dinner together at the Gale Street Inn. And we both had the seafood chowder, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. One had ribs?
Nobody had ribs. I know, you know, you're supposed to have ribs when you go there, but the whole menu is so good. George Kars is who runs the Gale Street Inn, which, as you know, is the greatest restaurant on the planet. The greatest restaurant on the planet. I love the Gale Street Inn. I love everybody there. I hadn't been there in a while, and Decker and I hadn't seen each other in a while. And we were like, let's just go to Gale Street, chow down, and have some fun. So we did. It was fun. So Gale Street Inn, by the way, greatest restaurant on the planet. And say hi to everybody and tell George I sent you. Yes.
Next up, the spies are Eric and Wild Bill. This is actually the context from our earlier submission from Wendy.
Oh.
All right, so a couple months ago, we had a You Big Dummy story where a guy stuffed turtles down his pants.
Yes, that's right.
So that guy got his sentence recently, and so that's why it was back in the news. Bill and Wendy were discussing it.
Okay.
They were talking about the fact that Bill's had some weird pets in his life, and they joked he had a porpoise, and it led to this.
Where did you keep the porpoise?
We didn't have a porpoise. I have an idea. One up.
What? Kevin, your ideas, you're going to have to hang up on yourself.
What's your idea, Kev?
Well, I don't have to say it, I feel like.
No, say it. You're all right.
Pants, maybe? I don't know.
No, I'm not keeping it in my pants.
All right, Nick DiGilio, I hope you have that because we are featured prominently on your Out of Context.
All right.
I'm going to send that in to Nick. What time was that?
There's no prizes, Wendy. You don't have to send it.
256?
Whatever.
I'm sending that in.
Rowan Anna will be in next. It doesn't matter. Rowan Anna will be in next.
Not going to keep it in my
pants. They've got a real
pants.
Show planned for you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Boy, Bill did not want to be a part of the segment. You were a part of it, Bill, in your pants. Okay.
Next spy is Peter. This is from Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. She was talking about the Oscars and Mad Max.
I was thinking as I was scrolling through all the headlines, I mean, there's so much going on, and I want to let people know, I'm sure that there's a lot to talk about from the Academy Awards. I know that a lot of people were talking about it all day. I'll say this. Nick was watching it. Nick has a lot of thoughts. Nick DiGilio will be up after us, and so many thoughts. I know he was very excited, Esmeralda, for his Mad Max.
Yeah, won all these awards.
Yeah, so he's going to have a lot of great coverage on it.
Yeah. Now, was she talking about that on Sunday night?
Monday night.
Oh, no. Yeah, because she's not on Sunday nights. Okay. Okay.
So then finally, this is from Keith. He's our spy. It's from the Steve Cochran Show. Their text question of the day was, if you were in space for a year, what would be the first thing you would do after you landed back on Earth?
Okay.
And you were part of someone's answer.
The 847, after a year in space, I'd listen to Nick DiGilio Straight Out of Context podcast. Oh, and then I listen to Steve's show, too.
I like that order.
There you go. Thank you, listeners. You like our show. All right. Thanks, everybody, for participating in our regular features on Friday and continue to do so. And again, you can do that. It's real easy, Straight Out of Context. And Nick D Show Spies, all that stuff. It's nickdshow@gmail.com.